they say it's for a variety of reasons. Some is sort of for protecting the pupils. Sometimes it's to monitor behaviour. For some, they say that they can monitor good practice and make sure that sort of teachers who are perhaps underperforming watch the classes taken by the best teachers.
And who monitors the cameras?
It's usually sort of IT technicians in schools.
Are they breaking the law by not telling the pupils, or is there some other way that they should be making this monitoring by CCTV known? Who should they be telling about this?
Well, they have to make sure that pupils know that CCTV cameras are there, perhaps by sort of a sign around the CCTV area, and they are not doing that. That's what this study claims. Part of the problem is also that the law is very vague. So it says that the data that's captured should not be excessive. But obviously that's a very subjective comment. And according to many people, the way schools are going about capturing images is excessive.
Is there any evidence that CCTV does protect pupils and staff? Because it's a sort of area of controversy, really, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this study claims that no, there isn't any evidence, and teaching unions have said the same. I think that companies who have invested interest in CCTV cameras say that they have had very good feedback from schools, and that the schools have found the CCTV cameras do help in terms of monitoring behaviour.